Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, it seems like yesterday was Monday, but now it's already Friday. I guess as you get older, time just accelerates. Or the busier you are, the faster time goes by. I mean, the years feel like heartbeats. And seems like just yesterday I started my fight against the New World Order. At least it feels like that today. Sometimes it feels like 1,000 years ago. Welcome, my friends. It is Friday, the 11th day of June, 2004. And they're getting ready to lay Ronald Reagan to rest, our 40th president. And I don't think I've ever seen such media coverage of an event of this nature. So I guess we can talk a little bit about it today if you'd like to. It's Wide Open Phones, Open Line Friday. And yes, I do have a couple guests coming on. Joel Skousen, the nephew of Leon Skousen, the expert on the New World Order. I really respect his opinions. We'll be talking about the supposed upcoming terror attacks that the globalists are sure to launch unless we expose who stands to gain from terror and who's carried out the past terror attacks is joining us in the second hour. In the third hour, one of the folks from the Sunshine Project that researches government documents and does a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests, we're going to be covering race-specific bioweapons and biological weapons generally. Because the government claims this big program, BioShield, this what did they get, $5.8 billion, Bush wanted $6.4 billion, he got $5.8 billion, to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs, many of them in your town or city. And the Baltimore News a few years ago called it, facilities that would produce thousands of gallons of liquid death, I believe was the quote. Ebola, race-specific weapons, you name it, weaponized smallpox, gearing up. And we have PNAC, back in 2000, in their September release, Dick Cheney talking about Saddam isn't a threat, he's a convenient pretext to secure the oil supplies, it'll be a great military launch base. In that same Rebuilding America's Defenses September 2000 document that's on their website right now, they don't even hide this. PNAC.info, that we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. And, of course, the group I really respect that told us about the B-2 bomber 5 years before it was announced in the late 80s, Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia out of England has put out alerts and warnings, which you never really see them do, that the U.S., England and Israel, as well as Russia, have been developing these for decades. And we're talking about bioweapons that will kill every black person on Earth, every white person on Earth, every Asian on Earth. It will kill everyone. And they say they have weapons that will kill every human on Earth. And they're just breeding this. And then they, every few years, we see a report of, oh, the weaponized foot and mouth got released from the big weapons lab in Wilshire, England, Porton Down. By the way, Dr. David Kelly was the head scientist there. Another one of those microbiologists dying. I mean, this is the biggest story, really. That they just claim, oh, it's a level 4 bioweapons lab, but somebody snuck in and got it, and that's what, you know, got into the cows and the sheep, and they killed, 8 million sheep, 4 million cows? The weaponized foot and mouth didn't, but the government killing them so it wouldn't spread did. And it was the government that did that. So they produce the stuff that if it gets out, it'll kill everybody. And they're telling you that we need to give up our liberties to stop terrorists. They're the terrorists, people.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone Air Purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone Air Purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer of $40 value free. Get your Biozone Air Purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're now into the second segment, 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this 3-hour global transmission against tyranny, this worldwide broadcast as we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, to Providence, Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas, to Denver, Colorado, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Pensacola, Florida. Simulcasting on the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, on worldwide shortwave on the big blowtorch, WWCR, at 9475, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, and back from 9 to midnight at 3210. And you can also listen to us on many of your home satellite dish systems as well, and all of those frequencies and affiliates and satellites and shortwave is listed at GCNlive.com, the network website. Oh, my goodness. You know, I've got all this news in front of me. Ronald Reagan lying in state for the last day today. Ray Charles, who I was a fan of, kind of the prototype of Stevie Wonder, I guess, dead. Died yesterday. A bunch of Iraq news, a bunch of police state, Big Brother, World ID card news. But this happens a lot of times. You know, I start the show, and then just suddenly a topic that I've been studying and looking at that I think is really important pops into my head again, and I want to talk about that first, because we are going to get the Sunshine Project on. They, again, research secret documents and public documents and do FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act request, and they're ringing the alarm bell about Western governments the Russians, the British, the Israelis, the U.S., developing race-specific bioweapons. We're talking about weaponized viruses and bacteria that are already 90% fatal when they're not weaponized, and now they're weaponizing, where you get a 99% kill rate in many cases, and kills you rather quickly. Because you look at the big picture here, the globalist at the college professor level, let's say at the department head level, most of the big department heads at major universities, UT, Princeton, Yale, MIT, I don't want to say most, let's say, again, 99%, I really haven't found one of them that isn't, are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then you have most of the heads of banking and media and other key positions in government, most of your committee chairmen in the House and Senate, almost every president. In fact, the last president we had who wasn't CFR, Trilateral Commission, or CFR, or Bilderberg Group, was Ronald Reagan, but his cabinet was packed with them. Again, the point I'm trying to make here is that when you're at a department-level discussion, because we've gone and sat in on these UT meetings, and almost every symposium is called the New World Order, World War IV, the future of the New World Order. I mean, most of the symposiums they have, and literally there'll be like former CIA directors, some professors in a room. It's open to the public, but no one shows up. We show up and shoot video of it. It's incredible. And they're talking about New World Order this, New World Order that. But when you really get into these discussions and you read the white papers they write and you look at what the elite are saying and doing, it's basically this. Bioweapons are more threatening to society than nuclear weapons. And because of the advances in technology and the cracking of the human genome that the U.S. government made public in its joint exercise with IBM, due to this, we now, at this current date, face total extinction at the extreme end of things, and billions of people dying on the lesser end of the scale. And because of this great threat, we must have a tyrannical world government. No government must have sovereignty. Every industry must be run and regulated and inspected by armed UN guards. In any biotech factory, we've got to do this to stop total extinction. And let me tell you, that sells the bright 165 IQ graduate students being groomed to be servants inside the New World Order. And this is the first thing they're told. And by the way, over the years, I've talked about how one of the biggest radio networks tried to hire me, and I met with some of their executives 5-6 years ago, and this is the spiel I got, and I've talked to others, and they've gotten the same spiel. But, and you know, to an intelligent, informed person, it sounds reasonable. My gosh, we got to have world government because of the proliferation of nuclear weapons and chemical weapons, but more importantly, biological weapons, race-specific, or systems that will kill any human that comes in contact with it, period. Though they say statistically, even if it's the most deadly weapon imaginable, some people will have a natural immunity, though a very small percentage. So we look at that picture and we say, okay, world government is the answer. Alex, then why aren't you for world government? I mean, only world government can stop this from happening. I mean, it's only a matter of time till some crazy Arab country comes up with some race-specific bioweapon to kill, Northern Europeans or Jews or something. It's only a matter of time till the Chinese do this and release it on the Japanese because they've got race-specific weapons that will kill certain subgroups. Certain subgroups have certain genetic markers. You could develop, they've bragged, right, and I'm sure they have, race-specific bioweapons that will kill just one African tribe. That's why Israel has been studying race-specific weapons, and I've seen white papers on it that have been published publicly by scientific journals, that Israel doesn't want to use them because, well, quite frankly, if you're a real Jew, I mean, really Semitic from that area, you're basically have the exact same genetics as the Palestinians or the Arabs. I mean, it's the same people.
Well, you see, but because of most of the people that came back into Israel, they're really, in most cases, three-quarters European, you know, with the blonde hair and the blue eyes. That really is kind of the ruling class over there. They even have a class system. Jewish writers have written about this. And so they don't have to worry. And so what if it kills a couple million Jews? I mean, you know, the globalists financed Hitler to begin with, and because he helped bring in the New World Order. And a lot of big Jewish interest in banks went along with him at first. And that's been public because they're not really, you know, they don't really care about the Jewish people. It's a very scary system. And this has actually been discussed by a lot of international publications. But, again, we don't just have to worry about Israel. We have to worry about England, who's one of the forerunners in this. Actually, the Queen of England owns a lot of the stock in the companies that do this. We have to worry about the U.S. government and those interests. We have to worry about the Russians. We have to worry about the Chinese. We have to worry about the Japanese. We have to worry about the South Africans. Anywhere you have a high level of technological development, you can have this happen. But the most outspoken and forward-looking, you could say, in all of this has been Israel, and now Dick Cheney spouting off about how we needed to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. So we have the New World Order crowd itself that sells people into joining it, that we have to have a tyrannical world government to stop bioweapons releases. But then, meanwhile, it is the globalists developing these systems, building the factories, making it, proliferating it, selling the technology to these third world countries, chemical, biological, and nuclear, radiological. So time and time again, I mean, it was 3 years ago, the Australian government took a mousepox strain, made it 100% fatal, and then put out the recipe publicly, on purpose, published it with government approval on the university's website of how to take any mammal, take the mouse pox, change it for that mammal, and create a pox that kills 100% of those that come in contact with it. Now, why on earth would the government of Australia release that? Why on earth is our own government doing this? Folks, why does the British, the U.S., and Israel, and it's been all over the BBC, you name it, why are they arming Iran with nuclear power plant parts? Why is our government arming North Korea, Pakistan? Why do you see this proliferation? You see, they want to not just use the threat of this crisis emerging to get total tyranny in world government. They want to have a controlled, specific release of this. And now it's over 50 top microbiologists in bioweapons treatment or development who could analyze and tell you where something came from, where it was developed, dying in airlocks, being run over by cars and then backed over, being shot in the head, being stabbed to death, being tortured to death in the case of a top Virginia scientist before he was killed. It's happening in Australia, Russia, Israel, the U.S., Canada. It's happening all over Europe. It's happening all over the globe, New Zealand, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas. All over the place, they're being killed. And that is very scary, my friends, because who's getting rid of them? Why are they getting rid of them? Obviously, if you look at all the evidence, because somebody plans on using this. And I'm not trying to scare you, folks. I just want you to know what's really going on. And so the globalists use this threat to fearmonger and get people to morally go, well, we've got to be the most ruthless, the most cunning. We've got to have a dictatorial, you know, face scan, world ID card, microchip population, because technology's too powerful and we'll destroy ourselves if we don't. But instead of making treaties and deals and paying countries not to and having them voluntarily do all this, which would work, and you know, having it through a real agreements, through a constitutional republic form of government, no, they're setting up a tyrannical world government while racing ahead to cause this cataclysm to take place. And I'll tell you the most scary piece of evidence when we get back. So we'll get to this when we return, and then your phone calls and a bunch of other news, and Joel Skelton joining us as well, and a bunch of other great guests today on this 11th day of June 2004. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the websites.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
So, we have this global government running around saying we've got to have total power, no rogue nations, everything controlled, your life micromanaged, and they want to micromanage the general public down at your everyday level. It has nothing to do with the bioweapons, which they've produced, which they've distributed, which they've given out the recipes for. And then meanwhile, you read the globalist writings, and it's like something out of that James Bond movie Moonraker. You know, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau, the UN's population control system. We've got to reduce the population by 80%. No, 95%. I mean, this is openly discussed. I've been years ago at, you know, cocktail parties with UT professors. It's like that's the discussion point. What about the people bomb, Mr. Jones? We've got to do something. China's doing what it has to do. You know, this whole attitude, this elitist attitude. Oh, you're part of the elite. You're with the global government. You're going to be safe through all of this. And so we have the globalists producing all of this, saying let's legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons, is what Dick Cheney said. By the way, that's not just been on their own website. It's been the London Guardian. Michael Meacher, that was the last straw for the environment minister when he resigned in England. He said, look, if you didn't do 9/11, you had prior knowledge of it. And by the way, you said you want to use race-specific bioweapons. You people are psychopaths. And he pointed out where they said it. So, I mean, this is incredible stuff, folks. But the biggest, scariest point is not just that they're out promoting that they want to get rid of 85 to 95% of it. It runs from 80 to 95% in different estimates. That's not the scariest part. If you live in Switzerland, within a few miles from your house is a giant luxury bunker with 2 years of food and water, its own air cleaning system, tennis courts, weightlifting facilities. If you live in Russia, they have nice bunkers for you. If you live in China, they have nice bunkers for you. Not as nice as Switzerland. I grew up in Dallas. Do you know where your fallout shelter is? It's in a local parking garage. They can clean the dead bodies out in the spring. But no government has spent anywhere near, even on budget. And there's the black budget, the secret budget. Nothing to do with black people. Sometimes I get an email, and it's never a black person. It's always some white yuppie going, yeah, talking about black funding. Black budget means secret. Black bag, you know, dark projects is what they're called. Sorry, I have to do that, folks. I know the general listenership's smart, but some people aren't. They think, you know, but anyway, side issue. These black budget, secret, shadow systems. But just the public funding of the U.S. government since the 40s is the highest of any nation out there. It's like all our other military spending. Giant underground bunkers, giant railway systems. They admit there's one all under Washington where members of the House and Senate publicly ride these little trains around. They've got them all across the country. They've got them all under Fort Hood here in Texas. They've got them going up into Canada, going into Mexico, huge underground cities and bunkers. And there's a race right now to build them. You think the Cold War is over, everything's fine? There's a race, even before 9/11, and now accelerating. They're radically expanding these. They've got huge underground locomotives that can just cut through 4 feet of solid rock an hour, honeycombing the country. And seismographs all over the nation have picked these up, you know, this slow grinding hum that they know is the signature of these tunnelers. So they're building these giant luxury cities for the elite. You know, I guess the 20% they're not going to kill, or the 5% if it's Ted Turner's estimate. And they're doing all of this. And by the way, even Reuters and MSNBC and the New York Times have reported how billionaires are all buying private islands with security and electric fences in the Caribbean. And, you know, how they've got jets always fueled wherever they're at. Ready to fly out of the nation. And then right during 9/11, Bush runs to Moffett Air Force Base in Nebraska and meets with all these CEO leaders. I mean, they were all meeting earlier that morning before Bush even got there with Warren Buffett and all these top CEOs. I mean, this is sick, folks. And they throw a lot of what they're going to do to us in our faces. I was talking to a school teacher yesterday, and he said, yeah, the news is entertainment, and the entertainment is propaganda. Now, again, the news is entertainment, and then the TV shows are propaganda. And he's absolutely right. But, you know, an MI6 agent wrote the James Bond books. And in Moonrakers, you have this Illuminati leader who wants to kill the world population to save the environment. And, you know, so he releases this bioweapon, and they barely stop it. But I mean, this is how they throw it in your face. And, you know, the latest one is about bioweapons and people wanting to live forever and kidnapping people to take their, you know, to take their glands. Well, that's already going on, folks, for real. While they're growing, you know, these cloned babies to get their brain tissue and want the aborted babies. But the point is that truth is stranger than fiction. And these psychopaths are handing out these weapons, you know, like they're pop guns or something. And they know this global crisis will bring in the new world order. 9/11 is just the setup for all of this to get you ready.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All right, my friends, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Dan, Louisiana, Andrew, California, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. You know, I've been talking the last half hour about race-specific bioweapons, weaponized bioweapons, you name it. Weaponized biologicals, I should say. And just recapping before I go to the next, level of this is the recap for those that just joined us. The globalists say we've got to have world government because they can't have any rogue nations or rogue industries or companies because now the technology is readily available and the human genome published, which is a real good idea, I guess, by the federal government, in concert with the eugenics promoting IBMers that control half of it. We've got to have this world government to contain this. Well, here's the problem. The globalists are psychopaths who openly say they want to get rid of 80 to 95% of us. And on top of it, they're building all these giant underground bunkers to protect themselves and the elite. Foreign countries have give the public access to the bunkers. America doesn't. The average American doesn't even know these exist, though it's public. A large portion of them are public. And then you say, well, you know, a race-specific bioweapon, it wouldn't have a way of spreading, wouldn't have a way of getting to everybody. Well, here's the problem. If you have a race-specific bioweapon or you have a general bioweapon release and it starts killing hundreds of thousands, millions of people, it will cause nationwide panic, total breakdown of society. We're not the people of 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago that know how to skin a buck and run a trot line, that know how to farm and garden. And things will rapidly implode in on themselves and will break down into bedlam. Now, you can be assured that whatever bioweapon the globalists release, they're going to have an ironclad cure for it for themselves and their forces. But you're saying the globalists would never get away with that. Their own people would blow the whistle on them. Well, that's why now 50-plus top microbiologists, either in the treatment of bioweapons or the development of it, who can tell you who produced a bioweapon, have been dying very mysteriously, being murdered, being tortured, being butchered, being run over and back over publicly, dying in airlocks, dying in plane crashes, being drowned in an inch of water when their car flips, and witnesses see men in dark uniforms standing around them, and Dr. David Kelly with men in dark uniforms standing around him, and mainstream news now that he was murdered. Who was the head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab. And let's just say the government's, angels. They're still producing. They've got all these bioweapons labs, level 4 and even level 5s, even some above that level. And we've had cases where this stuff has gotten out in Russia, gotten out in China on purpose. In England, they released the weaponized foot and mouth, just a blurb in Sky Television News and a few newspapers like the London Guardian and Telegraph of 4 years ago. That was used to kill off most of the cows and sheep. Then I predicted the government wouldn't let people restock their cows and sheep, which they did do, and then forced the farmers to sell so big agribusiness could take over. So they could release this on accident, or someone could steal it and release it, but guaranteed that's not going to happen. Well, they may claim it happened on accident. And now under Bush's BioShield program, they're going to build, and are building, 36 of these to, quote, study and treat it. But they admit these are really bioweapons production labs to create thousands of gallons, as the Baltimore Sun said, of liquid death. And then we've got Dick Cheney and the PNAC document saying we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. In the PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000, we have globalists who we've caught putting cancer viruses, not just in SV40, but in other vaccines, 250 times. I've been saying 215 times. I looked it up again yesterday. They took the mercury out of some vaccines, but in the mandatory ones they really push, they went up to a higher level, 250 times safe levels, and that's now posted on prisonplanet.com in the bioweapon vaccine section. And we have a global government that's been caught in Africa, Latin America, Asia, from the 50s into the 90s, putting sterilization hormones into the vaccines for the women. I mean, this is all posted on the website right now. Henry Kissinger in 73 telling 5 most populous third world countries, sterilize half your population by force or no IMF and World Bank money. That was declassified in 92. That's on the website, the actual CIA documents. So we have these nutcases saying, give up our liberty, we're going to protect you from this, while they set up the entire system, the whole technological control grid to basically herd us and control us during these purposeful releases. And you're saying, well, people in government won't go along with this. That's what total information awareness is about, everything tracked and traced. And believe me, those NSA computers aren't set for talk of bombs and Alibaba. They're not set for discussions of cocaine and heroin. They're set for discussions of people finding out and talking about race-specific bioweapons. They're set for FBI agents talking to their wife about how the government had prior knowledge of 9/11 so they can send some nice boys out so that FBI agent has a car wreck tomorrow. That's what NSA is set for. That's what the real control grid is. And they've just got a few hundred top people listening and tracking all of that, and then another mass off in just tertiary intelligence operations. Because there's no real terrorism, my friends, that isn't globalist control. We've proven that. And so now they say by 2012, most of the Air Force will be drone. That's right, most of the Air Force will be drone. Refueling, the jets, the fighters, surveillance, drone. They're now going to come out, the new scientist reported, with automatic control gates and robotic cones that block highways automatically, and the face scanning cameras on your street corners and the roads, All of this can be controlled by computer programs. You can set the program up for what you want to do and turn the computer loose, and literally just a few people can control hundreds of drones taking off with the bioweapons, spraying the cities, doing whatever they want. This is all being set up. Total information awareness is about protecting the globalists while they commit their crimes of bid rigging and scamming and sucking Pentagon funds dry of over $1 trillion. It's meant for economic espionage and spying on their competition, and it's meant on protecting them and building up a grid where just a few hundred people can wage war against the entire planet. And then the little compartmentalized technicians loading the spray canisters on the drones will just think it's one of the thousands of public tests they've had of, quote, bioweapon preparedness. And then once it's done, once the crisis has started, the globalists just have to retreat to their bunkers and watch the havoc unfold. Now, people, this isn't a science fiction movie, and this isn't a joke. And I've given you in the last 40 minutes exactly the plan unless we stop these people. Dan in Louisiana, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. How you doing?
Well, just...
I know, it's scary.
I got the hair on the back of my neck standing. I'm just forcing myself to face the evidence.
Well, and I think another part of their plan is once they pull the financial plug to watch us kill each other.
Well, I don't think they're going to do the big bio release now. They may have a release of a weaker mainline bioweapon that kills a few hundred thousand and sickens a million. Then they clamp down even stronger with the police state grid. The mass extermination is about a decade away if we don't stop them. And there'll be lots of other, maybe a nuking of a city, all of this to give us firmly under their control. But once they've got the control, once we're all surveilled in our cars and our homes, which they're saying they're going to do, once all this is in place, once they've got their drone aircraft armies, once they've got that, then they're going to go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Right, and that will be sort of one of the last steps they do, I think. But I sort of have a question that's a little off topic. This idea that's been coming up, and it was kind of mentioned on your show yesterday, I found really interesting, this idea that there's some sort of schism in the New World Order between maybe the European moneyed side and the sort of American CIA Bush muscle side. And I read something last night that even kind of ran into that, and this is this George Soros guy. Are you aware of him?
Yes.
He's the Democrats' new sugar daddy to the tune of like $12 million. And many people on the internet have done really good work and have tied him directly back to, guess what, the House of Rothschild, of course.
Well, no, I mean, we've done that work. But then you notice Arnold at Lord Rothschild's house in the Scotsman and Reuters 2 years ago with Warren Buffett. We have those photos and news articles there. And then you got the Bushes behind him. So at the highest levels, there really isn't a debate going on. They like to publicly make you think that there's a choice and a debate and a fight going on. And occasionally the minions will jockey for position with each other for pole position.
So this is just like two people at the company trying to become CEO kind of thing?
Well, that's what I've always said is it's, you know, the presidential election is two different high-level managers fighting and bidding for the CEO job of this barony or this fiefdom, this viceroy position over the North American grid.
Well, what about this idea that Iraq was sort of this American Wall Street impulsive operation and the Europeans are scared to death that it's waking everybody up? It sure woke me up.
Okay. We've been reporting this for 2 years, a year before the war, sir. How long have you been listening?
8 months.
Okay, well, there's actual archives of my show going back 4, 5, 6, 7 years, so you can go out on the net and find those.
Okay.
But there's even some on our website. In fact, in our audio section of PrisonPlanet.com, we've got interviews going back at least 2 years. Go back 2 years ago. Listen to a couple shows.
Okay.
Listen to me talking to Jim Tucker a year before Iraq. You'll have to go back in the archives, but you can find it. We lay out how the Europeans are going to play the part of the good cop. They're going to say they're against it. They're going to act like there's a schism. Then the UN's going to come in later and play the part of the savior and the good cop, and they're going to put all this out. I mean, I said 5 years ago they were going to put out the story of peak oil. There's no oil left, so we'll psychologically accept higher oil prices. I mean, this is very sophisticated. Look, the people that own the Federal Reserve own the European central banks.
Right.
Okay, it's all the same system. Do they occasionally fight with each other at mid-level power positions? Yes, but that's just for management positions. Is there backstabbing going on occasionally? Yes. But the whole agenda itself, the goals of the corporation are the same.
I see.
It's like the mafia fights with each other occasionally, but they still agree upon the prostitution.
Well, what about this idea that they're going to...
The bed rigging, the drug dealing, the... Go ahead.
What about this idea that they're going to tell Georgie that he needs to step down because things have gotten too hot?
Well, I mean, everybody's saying that there might be a military coup and that Bush is in trouble and these people are stepping down because of this. And you know, we were really the first to talk about that because of our... this has all come out of MI6, which I'm very skeptical of. And now everybody's picked up on it. And I really don't put a lot of stock in that. Now, I said, again, years ago, they could burn Bush politically, blame conservatism as if Bush represented conservatism, energize a new super left-wing movement, put Kerry in, the real policies will continue. And that may well happen. But it's stage, sir. It's theater. It's Hulk Hogan wins one match, and the next time it's going to be The Undertaker. It's still staged.
So no real schism.
No real schisms. Thanks for the call, Dan. But, you know, that's just my opinion. You have to judge, does Alex have foresight? Does Alex have a grasp of the geopolitical system? Does he have a good track record? And, you know, that's up to you to decide, my friends. And it's up for you to research and check out for yourself. Andrew in California, go ahead.
Alex, this is an update to an old story. This morning, the local NBC station in L.A. reported that automakers are installing black box tracking devices in cars and trucks. And the reason being, the government wants the ability to record 42 different kinds of safety data by the year 2008.
Well, here's what they do. California comes out and says, and they're the bellwether for regulation for the rest of the nation, the testing, beta testing circuit, and they say, we're going to pass a law that you've got to be informed that this black box is in your car. Everybody goes, oh, see, they're good. Then they come out and say, oh, but we're going to expand it. California was saying they were going to ban electronic voting machines. Then they come right back today and recertify them. So it's more WWF, World Federation Wrestling. But we can't convince the general public that it's fake. They believe Hulk Hogan is really battling with The Rock. Okay, fine, children. But for 9 years... all cars, by a federal regulation, have these black boxes in them. And the black box has a computer plug-in for the $25 to $50, depending on what company they buy it from, satellite tracking console. And they're going to tax and trace us to drive our cars and live our lives just a few years away. Major states are now announcing they plan to do it. There'll be an international tax tagged on as well. And they're going to lower gas prices again, then bring in the tax. And then you'll think, oh, well, it's lower. You know, with this tax, it's better than, you know, what we were paying back in 2004, isn't it jolly? And plus, I get a free satellite tracker in here that directs me on different street corners and maps and where I'm going. And, oh boy, there's an infrared node on it hooked into a cell phone in the dash that if my car gets too hot and I'm in it, it'll automatically call the police. Oh, by the way, that infrared camera's watching you. That's MSNBC. We're all going to have cameras watching us. But after all, 35 children die on average per summer from being left in cars. This will save 35 children. You're not against that, are you? So again, these are all the tie-ins and how it works. 1984, my friend, on steroids. Yes, sir. And hundreds of people, at least the hundreds of articles I've seen, I'm sure it's more than that, you're out doing 75 in a 60. A deer jumps out in front of you. This is a Texas case just a few months ago. Your car flips, and your husband dies because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And then your husband isn't just dead. You weren't just speeding. You didn't just make a mistake. Life just is dangerous. Now you're going to be charged with manslaughter, and now you're going to be convicted. You're going to spend 10 years in the penitentiary because you were going 15 miles over the speed limit and tried to dodge the deer, and you flipped the car and killed your husband, and then you lied about it to the police and said you were going 60, but no, they got the little computer box. You were doing 75. So you see how this works?
Yep.
Prime projection. What else do you want? What else do you want to know?
That's all I got, Alex. Thanks.
We're entering hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. I have to watch it unfolding in front of me every day. The big picture. And if we could just show this big picture to everybody else, we'd turn this around before the grid closed. Because when the grid closes, the fun really starts. I don't want to be here in 10 years from now. hunkering in the basement. The spray planes have gone over. The illness has broken out. The spray planes will spray us in the middle of the night. The drones. All the robotic cones, all the face-scanning cameras, all the pods looking through our walls didn't keep us safe. Why, the terror group got the bioweapon. They hit us. They hit us hard. They hit us hard. What are we going to do? Oh, our gracious leaders tried to protect us. Oh, no. You know, we arrested millions for the homeland after the nuke attack, but that didn't protect us either. Folks, I'm not joking, I'm not kidding, I'm not playing games, it's really happening. And if you're not freaked out by this, there's something wrong with you. Great point, Andrew, really good question. Got me off on a rant with that one. I mean, if you let them put this grid in, which is going in, if you let the serial killer put the handcuffs on you, if you get in the yellow Volkswagen, it's over.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Never gonna back down.
Won't back down.
All right, we're back live. Got Joel Skouser coming up. We're about to go to your calls here in a moment, but you're not going to be able, you know, as all this unfolds, to tell me I didn't do my utmost to fight it. And you can deny the things I've laid out, what I've said here. I don't get up here and just say things, you know, because I like to talk. I got up here on the air. I said they're going to use bin Laden as the patsy to attack the World Trade Center, call the White House, tell them don't do it, July 25th, and then every day after that, leading right up to 9/11. That's on the record, people. All right? I'm able to look at the big picture, especially if I watch television and see their propaganda, which I don't do as much anymore because I should make myself watch it. And I'm able to see the propaganda, what they're preparing you for, what they're doing, and then I look at the actual infrastructure they're setting up. They're setting up hell on earth, people. If you want to know the truth, how deep the rabbit hole really goes, you need to have 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. You need to have my videos. You need to have the books, the book I've written, the book I've published, the books we carry, the books on tape. You need to go to Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com and order them via our Safe Secure Shopping Cart and make copies of them and get them out to people. You need to make your own films, put your own websites, call into talk shows, get your own talk show. You all have to be leaders or it's over. We've got to push this out to the mainstream, which we're doing. We've got to be fearless. I cannot commit my family and everybody around me to this total degradation and even death, people. This is what the New World Order offers you. And again, I you know, before the break, I said, you know, don't let them put the handcuffs on you. Don't get in the yellow Volkswagen. You know, that's Ted Bundy. That's what the globalists are doing. 9/11 is just the fear so they can put the handcuffs on you, the police state in place, and then put you into the vehicle and take you away, my friends. It gets worse. The more liberties we give up, the worse things get. And every time we track back the terror, it leads right back to their smiling faces. So go to Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com and get these videos and make copies of them because the media isn't going to expose these murdering psychopaths because they're owned by them. But you can. We will. Join us. There's more of us than there are of them. And things are going to be tough either way, but you might as well die fighting. So go to Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com and get the videos. Get the material. Check out the facts in the films. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. Toll-free number to order the videos, 1-888-253-3139. Step across the line. Join us in the fight. It's that simple. 1-888-253-3139. Take control of your destiny. Make a decision. 1-888-253-3139. My films are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more each. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There's a lot of good in the world, a lot of good people, a lot of beautiful things, a lot of wonderful ideas. But you're naive, because you're not evil, you can't face evil, you don't believe it exists. The devil's greatest trick is that he doesn't exist. You better wake up, people. Because I see what's coming. As clear as an iceberg a mile off, and we're steaming straight towards it. It's time to unlock your minds. It's time to face the full horror, and then be empowered by the reality. It's time to engage in the information war and the fight for humanity. Second hour, straight ahead.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.